Fine, you can, that's fine.
You have to face the other way, though.
Councilman Walt Schott, could you give the invocation, please?
Please bow your heads with me. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the many blessings you have bestowed on this community, and we pray tonight for your guidance that our decisions will always be for the greater good of our community. Amen. Amen.
Please join me in the pledge.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Councilors Chavis and Shirley are joining us by phone, and also Naya Flores will be calling in here shortly. Number one on the agenda is approval of the agenda. We have a motion.
Second.
Second. If no further discussion, call for the vote.
Mr. Shirley?
Lisa, we started the meeting. I'm calling the vote for approval of the agenda.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Number two, consider approval of personnel report. And Mr. Hernandez.
Yes, Mayor, members of the council, I think you're aware that tomorrow is my last day with the city of Carlsbad. I will be retiring, and attached is a what I've handed out to everybody is a personnel report with some appointments on there, naming my replacement and a few others in the restructure. And I believe the mayor is going to speak more about those individuals.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to thank everyone for joining us today at today's special council meeting. At our council meeting Tuesday, we announced the retirement of City Administrator Mike Hernandez. Mike's last day with us will be Friday, and once again, we appreciate everything he did for the city. Today, we'd like to announce a restructuring of our administration system, if the council approves. I am nominating John Lowe for the position of City Administrator, formerly our deputy administrator. John has done an outstanding job and is a proven leader with a great work ethic. We know he'll do a great job. I'm also nominating two deputy administrators now, Wendy Austin and Casey Cass. Wendy and Casey are both experienced professionals who each bring important skills to the table, and they will each be splitting administration responsibilities. Casey has done an exceptional job as our special projects director. Wendy has not only turned our finance department around, but she's also serving this city in a leadership position in Santa Fe right now. I'd also like to stress that this is a restructuring. We are not creating any new positions. We are simply reorganizing in a way that is good for the city, and we are also saving a sizable amount. I'm also proud to announce that I'm nominating Melissa Salcedo for the position of Director of Finance. Ivan Abel will be our new Director of Special Projects with your vote of approval. And with your vote of approval, we'll have an outstanding group to move our city forward.
Mike Abel will actually stay the same title.
Say what?
Ivan Abel will stay the same.
Okay.
Yes, sir. So, he won't be the director. It just stays the same.
Okay, Ivan Mike Abel will stay the same. Yeah. Comments or questions from the council?
We're voting all of these guys.
We're accepting the personnel report.
Move for approval.
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Congratulations to all for the promotions. We're looking forward to big things from you. Number three, consider approval to convene into a closed session pursuant to NMSA 1978, Section 10-15-1, H8, for the discussion of purchase, acquisition, or disposal of water rights.
I so move.
We have a motion.
Second.
And a second. If no further discussion, call for the vote.
Mr. Shirley? Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
We're now going to closed session.
Mike?
Yes, sir.
Before we go into closed session, can we be on during closed session?
The city's council did say that is correct. You're allowed to go into closed session as long as you're not in an open room where others can hear.
Okay. All right, great. Thank you.
You wanted Ron to stay, didn't you?
Yes, sir. Ron needs to stay.
This is Ron's.
He kind of needs to hear
this. This is his deal. Everything right, I did everything wrong.
You might tell Lisa the same thing. I'm not sure where she is.
Lisa, there's no one with you in the room, is there?
Thank you, Mr. Rodriguez.
No.
Okay. We're good.
Okay.
Recording paused.
I think there's only one person out there.
I doubt if anybody's left out there.
The press.
He's asleep. I'm just thinking by now the rioting has occurred and they've eaten each other.
No.
You did laugh.
Is that everybody?
Was there
more
than just the press out there?
Yeah, just me.
Well, we're now back into open session, and we'll move to number five. Consider approval of statement regarding closed session pursuant to NMSA 1978, Section 10-15-1, H8. For the purpose of the purchase, acquisition, or disposal of water rights. Now we
have to read the statement.
Yeah.
Sorry?
The statement.
I'm asking what he said.
He makes a motion to approve, and I said, but you haven't read the statement yet.
Okay. Statement regarding closed session. Pursuant to the requirements of the Open Meeting Act, the closed session was to discuss matters pursuant to the provision of Section 10-15-1H8 NMSA 1978 to discuss the purchase, acquisition, or disposal of water rights. No other matters were discussed. So now,
make a motion.
We have a motion to approve and a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Shirley? Mr. Shirley?
Mm-hmm. He's gone.
I think we lost Mr. Shirley.
Okay. So. Go down.
Okay. Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
That's a yes. Mr. Chavez?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Mr. Chavez? Lost him too. Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Good. We've got enough?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Number six, consider approval of City of Carlsbad updated 40-year water plan. Mr. Hernandez.
Yes, Mayor, members of the council, this is the 40-year water plan that has been prepared by Ms. O'Brien, Madro Sperling, with in conjunction with Blue Groundwater. This is an updated plan from our previous one, and this is setting the stage and protecting the city for future water needs. And with this, we ask for your approval.
Motion to approve.
We have a motion and a second. If no further discussion, call for the vote.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid.
Yes.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Moves us to number seven. Is Councilor Lisa Anaya Flores available?
I think we lost her, Mayor.
You lost her?
Yes, sir. We lost her.
Can we have a motion to adjourn?
I would move for adjournment.
We have a motion and a second. Call for the vote.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid.
Yes.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
We're adjourned.
Woo.